And coming to you live from the heart of Belito, it's Radio Life and Style, and time for us to focus up right now. Get your eyewear ready, because it's time to look sharp and get into another exciting, informative, interesting edition of our regular radio session with your local optometrist, Sarisha Hariprasad, franchisee and optometrist at Torga Optical Belito Junction. She's back in the studio, folks. And Sarisha, how are you today?
Good morning, Mike. Always a pleasure being a part of Radio Life and Style.
Oh, man, I'm really enjoying getting to grips with all of the different aspects of this wonderful world of eye care and eye health. And we've been building upon each episode. And today we are getting into this interesting term. I'm learning the lingo here, so correct me if I'm wrong. But when we talk about vision issues, vision errors, there's an optometry term, refractive errors. Is that the expert term that people yes. in your field use?
Yes, so that is the optical term, but in layman's terms, what vision problem do I have?
There you go, vision problem. Well, today we're gonna use both titles. We're talking vision problems, we're talking refractive errors. What are the different types that are out there? What might you be struggling with, even if you are not entirely aware of exactly what aspect of your vision is presenting issues? If you think that something's not quite right, well, we're going to see if we can help you identify it and get to the bottom of it today. So, without further ado, let's lift the lid on this one. What are refractive errors in a nutshell?
Awesome, brilliant topic, I think. I think chatting about refractive errors, people often when they come through and have their eyes tested and they're like, what is my vision problem? What do I have?
You know, I know I've got something wrong with me.
but we need to address what it is optically. So refractive errors are a type of vision problem that makes it hard to see clearly. They happen when the shape of your eye keeps light from focusing correctly on your retina. The retina is the back of the eye. It's a light-sensitive layer at the back of the eye. Your refractive errors are the most common type of vision problems.
Okay.
More than 150 million people have a refractive error. That's a huge number.
Wow.
But many don't know that they could be seeing better. So often people come in and say, I see well, I'm fine, I'm just here for a general checkup. You put them onto the chair and they have a whole different refractive error. And you show them the difference between 100% of being visually corrected compared to what they're seeing. And only then, when you actually sit on an optometrist chair, do you realize, oh my God, this is exactly what I need to be seeing.
Yeah.
So if you have a refractive error, your optometrist can prescribe glasses, contact lenses, etc. to help you see clearly.
As you see, and unless you've really gone through the exercise of having a proper eye exam and then realizing how your vision has been impacted and then getting the right corrective eyewear, whether it's contact lenses or glasses, it's hard to actually appreciate. But I was still in school when a teacher one day asked me, because you can see me squinting at the board, where are your glasses? I don't wear glasses, miss. She said, well, maybe you should get your eyes checked. And then, you know, went through the exercise. When I finally got my pair of glasses and I could actually, I realized what I was missing the whole time.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, everything's in HD now.
Yes. And I mean, if you had not identified that there was a vision problem and sat on the chair and noted what 100% versus what you were seeing without glasses are,
yeah,
you would never have known.
This is it. So now let's get into what are the types of refractive errors that exist?
So there are four common types of refractive errors. That is your nearsightedness, which is known as the term myopia in optometry. It means when far away objects are blurry.
Mm.
Okay. Then you get farsightedness, which is hyperopia. It means when objects closer are blurry.
Okay.
Then you get astigmatism. This can make a faraway object and a near object look blurry or distorted, commonly known as a rugby ball-shaped eye.
Aha.
If you ever heard the term before.
I have.
Do you have that, Mike?
I've got that. I've got more than one of these.
So, and then the last one is presbyopia. It makes it hard for middle-aged and older patients to see things up close. So that's when we call it the naughty 40s.
The naughty 40s. Okay, well, I know we're going to have a special chat about that in a future episode.
Yes.
I think that's a big enough topic just to warrant a discussion on its own. But those are the four major areas.
It's either you have a distance vision problem, a reading problem, you have the astigmatism, which is the distortion of the eyeball, mm-hmm. or you have the naughty 40s, which is the over 40 presbyopia.
Okay. And what are the symptoms of these refractive errors?
The most common symptom is blurry vision. Other symptoms include double vision, hazy vision, seeing a halo around bright lights, mm-hmm. squinting, headaches, eye strain, so that's when your eyes feel very tired, and trouble focusing when reading or looking at a computer.
Ah.
Some people may notice the symptoms of refractive errors, others don't.
Okay.
You know, and like I say, if you're asymptomatic and you're like, I see perfectly fine.
You might think you are seeing
fine. You think you are seeing fine, yes. If you wear glasses or contact lenses and still have these symptoms, you might need a new prescription.
Okay, dokie. So now that we're getting to grips with this thing, how would a person know if they are at risk of a refractive error?
So anyone can have a refractive error, but you're at higher risk if your family members wear glasses. So we always say it's genetic.
Mm-hmm.
Most types of refractive errors like nearsightedness usually start in childhood. And obviously your presbyopia, which is your naughty 40, start after the age of 40. Mm. But I think the big factor of it is definitely in terms of genetics.
Okay, so not much you can do about that one. If you've got it running in the family. But are there particular activities that might up your chance of developing? I mean, are there causes that you can identify that might lead to the onset of refractive errors, or maybe a more intensifying of a chance of developing it?
So refractive errors can be caused by your eyeball length, right? Either your eyeball is too long or short.
Uh-huh.
Problems with the shape of the cornea, which is the front of the eye.
Okay.
And aging of the lens, which is the inner part of the eye as well. So it could actually be a difference in each part of the eye that's creating this refractive error. Sometimes I have patients actually come in, mom or dad, immediate family, don't wear glasses or don't. There's no genetics involved. And this person comes in with a really high prescription. It could have skipped a generation. And sometimes it's idiopathic. We don't know where it's come from. But we've got to embrace it, and we've got to correct and prevent deterioration.
Bottom line, yeah. I mean, it impacts so much. I mean, really every aspect of your life. And how would my optometrist check for refractive errors if I suspect I might have some, or even if I think my vision is 100%, but you know, you don't know what you don't know. So how would that process work?
The first step is obviously to have a full comprehensive examination done by an optometrist. The exam is simple, painless. Your optom will ask you to read letters that are far and close. And obviously from your comprehensive eye examination, we will be able to look at your refractive status and determine what your refractive error or vision problem is.
Epic. And once you've gone through that process, and if something is picked up, what are the treatment options for refractive errors?
So the big one is glasses. Glasses are the simplest and safest way to correct refractive errors. And this would come, like we spoke about, eyewear.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you should count yourself lucky if you qualify for a pair of glasses, because then you can up your style game.
Yeah, they're definitely more juicy now.
Yeah.
So glasses are the first treatment for refractive errors. And then you get contact lenses, which sit on the surface of your eyes and correct your refractive errors. Not all patients are candidates for contact lenses, but we will chat about that in future as well.
Okay.
Who is eligible for contacts or not. So obviously, if you are keen on contact lenses, we go through the comprehensive eye examination, and we would advise based on wearing modality and your lifestyle specifically. Not everyone's lifestyle is the same. The third option for refractive errors is surgery. Some types of surgery, like laser eye surgery. However, I would only refer for laser eye surgery if vision is more or less stable.
Okay.
You know, it's if it's not stable, then we'd rather reach stability before we actually talk about laser surgery.
So if you're noticing that, you know, at various checkups, there is still a progression. And
deterioration.
From one appointment to the next, you're noticing that there's a trend that things are still kind of moving. Yes. And then rather wait for that to sort of...
We'd rather wait for stability. I think it's the safest time to obviously refer, and that we know that your visual status or refractive error is stable at that time.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And that's why you're the expert. That's why we talk to you. And if you're just catching the tail end of this chat right now, we've been getting to grips with refractive errors, aka vision problems, and outlining what the sort of most common options are that you might be a candidate for if you're listening to this. And if you are now thinking, let me go and book myself a proper eye exam, well, who are you going to call? Of course, Sirisha Hariprasad and the team at Torga Optical Ballito Junction. Sirisha, what's the smartest way for folks to get in touch?
So obviously it would be to call us, Torga Optical Ballito Junction. That's 032-946-1416 or 17. You can find us on Google. You can find us on Facebook. That is Torga Optical Ballito. And me on Instagram. That is Sirisha Hariprasad Optom. And I have a surprise for your listeners.
What's that?
So all you need to do is quote Sirisha when you come in.
Uh-huh.
And you will get 50% off your eye test for the month of July.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Wow, Christmas in July. There you go. How cool is that?
Giving back to Radio Life and Style and all our listeners, and promoting eye care, and obviously promoting you to find out what your refractive error is.
Amazing, amazing stuff. There you go. That's your free gift. And remember to say you heard it on Radio Life and Style. Quote Sirisha. And of course, this has been our chat with your optometrist, Sirisha Hariprasad. And looking forward to our next chat really soon on the radio. Sirisha, we'll be talking about the naughty 40s, I believe. Until then, you stay well, and we'll chat again really soon.
Thank you.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.